Aloha and welcome to JSA TV, where we're covering the latest stories, trends, and innovations from leaders in global connectivity, real estate, and the networks within. I'm Buffy Harakitis of JSA, and joining me today is Matt Reed. He is the VP of Business Development for 1623 Farnham, a regional leader in network neutral edge interconnection and data center services.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, Matt, welcome. We're here in sunny Honolulu. No better place to be for this JSA TV interview. And while we're on the topic of 2024 PTC, one of the things that's on everyone's minds here at the show and industry-wide is capacity, right? Yep. So from your perspective and 1623 Farnham's perspective, what is driving that demand specifically within your ecosystem?
Yeah. So in our ecosystem, I see a steady drive of demand for what we're seeing is with CDNs, some AI, and then a network as a service companies. There's a few different components to it. And then with the state and federal funding programs that are out there, we're seeing a lot of fiber being built out in these markets. It's just, you know, popping up everywhere. So that's a real heavy trend with all the fiber going in the ground. And then, you know, with at 1623 Farnham, we're unique in a way where we're a Google on-ramp for a Google Cloud partner. So there's a lot of activity around that. And, you know, for the U.S. Central One. So we see a few different components to it, but it's a little bit of everything.
Yeah. I mean, capacity is definitely a key topic. We're hearing about it in all the panels here at the show. And I know one of your milestones was adding significant capacity with some generators, new generators to meet this demand. Can you tell us a little bit more about that news?
Yeah. So, you know, with the we added three new 1.5 meg generators. You know, we weren't really at the need to have it for capacity. You know, with the leadership at 1623 Farnham, they had the forward thinking mindset. We didn't want to be in a position where we were under a, you know, like with the supply chain demands. We wanted to have things ready in place for our customers when it was ready. So, you know, we have the space, we have the power, you know, so we can keep, you know, meeting the demands of those customers.
And in today's low latency environments, I mean, capacity is just half the battle. Yep. The other half is obviously connectivity. How has 1623, you know, grown so strategically to become actually the epicenter of connectivity within the ecosystem, specifically in Omaha?
Yeah. So if, for those that don't know Omaha is a tech booming community. You know, we're seeing a ton of hyperscaler activities. So, you know, with the power that's available there, the fiber connectivity, those types of things that are happening in that environment, location is key for us. You know, we're the border to border, coast to coast. We're right in the middle of the U.S. for that. So that's a big draw for a lot of community or a lot of providers and content providers that are in that space. And that's the big driver for, you know, how we're being successful. And, the things that make up that, that ecosystem for us, it's, you know, I can't go without saying too, that makes us more unique is, you know, the mindset that we have there at 1623 Farnham, the team that's there. We have the mindset of a customer focused first and, you know, easy to do business with. That makes up our culture, and, you know, location is key for everybody too. So,
yeah, location is always key. So, any other recent news that you wanted to discuss today while we're here?
Yeah. So another part of 1623 Farnham, we own and operate the Omaha IX. So kind of a milestone for us, which is pretty exciting for us, is we hit a terabyte of traffic here just late last year. So we're seeing, again, a ton of traffic that's been driven to the peering exchange. So if anybody wants to talk about peering with us, happy to have us, reach out to us, and happy to have those conversations.
Yeah. All right. Well, anything else you wanted to add?
That's it.
Yeah. Hey, are you enjoying Honolulu here?
I am. Yeah. I was telling a few people I got up at 4 a.m. on last Friday, and I was scooping you know, 3 feet of snow drift out of my driveway. And I just kept telling myself, I'm going to be in Hawaii this afternoon. So, yeah, so I'm glad to be here.
Yeah. Well, we're so glad to have you here, from 1623. Thank you so much for joining us today. And thank you viewers for tuning in to another episode of JSA TV. Stay curious, stay connected, and happy networking.